Well, this isn't exactly for like a wooded area. It could be anywhere, but yeah. Would Tucson be in a basin?
I don't know. Is it? It's, there are mountains around it. Or there is a mountain, White Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's, where did I go this year? Las Vegas is amazing. Mountains all around it.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed. I thought it was just flat desert. I didn't think about there being mountains nearby.
Yeah, I thought it looked a lot like El Paso, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Reno does, too. And the western, of course, our settlers stayed here because of the water, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But in our other western towns, usually the larger ones like Phoenix and Tucson and Las Vegas have a mountain nearby,
mm-hmm.
You know, desert with a mountain. Well, what was your question? I got off the
subject. Oh, that's okay. We were talking about basin, but that answered it pretty well. Now, alligators live in what kind of area?
Wet, tropical. Well, they can live here.
And the Okefenokee is a
swamp.
Mm-hmm. And what is a flat-topped hill? What would you call a flat-topped hill?
A mesa.
Okay. And a drop-off on a mesa is called?
Cliff.
Uh-huh. What are, like,
or bluff.
Two of them would be called what? Well, there's one cliff or two.
Oh, that'd be a, I don't know, your name for the
just
the
plural cliff.
What?
Cliff, plural cliff. There's singular cliff.
Oh, in the plural?
Yeah.
Cliffs?
Uh-huh. And how do the crops get watered in El Paso?
By irrigation.
Could you explain the irrigation system? How the water, where the water starts out and how it gets to the crops?
For us, it comes from the dam, Elephant Butte Dam and Caballo,
mm-hmm.
dams. And it comes on down through the Rio Grande River, in the Rio Grande River.
Mm-hmm.
Rio Grande
mm-hmm.
River, in the Rio Grande. And it's channeled,
mm-hmm.
diverted into canals, and from there diverted into garden areas or farming areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a ditch along an upgraded road would be called what?
A ravine? You mean a natural ditch or
a
canal?
A man-made ditch, I would say.
Man-made ditch. Along an uphill grade?
Along an upgraded road.
Upgraded road? I don't know.
You ever heard of a bar ditch?
Mm-mm.
Or
no,
would we call them a drainage ditch, maybe?
I've heard of drainage. Drainage dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Ditches, not dishes, drainage ditches. Just a ditch, I guess.
Okay. Now, soil that is bad for planting is called what?
Poor soil.
And what's that stuff that's hard for us to dig through?
Caliche.
Mm-hmm. And good soil is called what?
Fertile.
Okay. In a neighborhood, there's a cement strip that goes along in front of all the houses. That's called what?
Sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. And there's a kind of a street that has houses on either side and a line of trees down the middle. And cars can go on one side of the trees or the other side, and that's called what?
A boulevard.
Okay. And what do you call an unpaved road?
A dirt road.
Mm-hmm. What about paved roads?
Paved roads, what, streets.
Yeah, okay.
Roads, I guess. We do associate unpaved, some of them unpaved streets.
Of course.
Well, in the city, they can be called anything, but
mm-hmm.
a road out in the country would, well, it could be either. It could be
mm-hmm.
either paved or not paved.
A roadway through a mountain is called what?
Pass.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking for, a mountain pass?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And our roadway through our mountain is called?
Oh, Trans Mountain?
Mm-hmm.